Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. Alongside Dawson Peril and Michael Hooker, I'm Ian Stevens, and we will be your guys' host for today. But in this first segment, going to kind of recap as a group what took place last night as the Arabians traveled to Lebanon to take on the Tigers. And then in segment number two, Coach Jesse, the offensive line coach, will be coming out to speak with us. Have a defensive player for three, Coach Richmond for four and five, and then Coach Huth on the defense coming to join us for our final segment of the morning. But yesterday, the Arabians traveled to Lebanon, about a little over an hour bus ride there, and the final score of that game was 26-12. Definitely not how they wanted to start off their season, but a lot to learn and grow from.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I think the Arabians definitely struggled in a lot of areas, starting off on defense. They had some problems with the quarterback and his connection to his favorite target, Caden Lark. They both racked up quite a bit. Landon Fouts having 208 yards, including one touchdown. So it's a lot of problems on the defensive ends and also offense. They had some problems, the Arabians, getting established in the pass game. So overall, I think there needs to be a lot improved.
Yeah, and also on defense, some of those big moments coming from them not being able to make a tackle very easily. They were getting there, they just couldn't finish it. And I think that was a big difference maker in why the score was what it is.
And Lebanon there in that first quarter, about midway through, 5:29 left, the quarterback was able to punch it in at the goal line for the first touchdown. But the Arabian defense, they answered after that touchdown. They came out and were able to block that or point after attempt to just only allow 6 points. But how crucial is a block like that, especially that early in the game?
Oh, 100%. It's incredibly crucial. I think it kind of gave him some hope. Not getting that first score in the game, it can bring you down quite a bit, but that block kind of gave him an adrenaline boost to continue playing with 100% of their effort.
Yeah, I think them blocking that kick was a big momentum shift, and going back and returning that kick and having a decent offensive stint, I think that really helped boost their confidence. Like, yeah, we can play with these guys.
And early in the couple of offensive drives for the Arabians, they were able to move the ball fairly well, even had some good field position, but were unable to capitalize in a couple drives. But they're about 9 minutes in that second quarter. Dominic Apo came up and was able to knock down a field goal to put the Arabians on the board there in that second quarter, as they were just trailing 3-6 at the time. And then Lebanon, of course, was able to answer with another touchdown to break up right before halftime. But what did you see just generally out of that first half?
I mean, starting off with Dominic Apo is just such a great kicker. Last year, nearly perfect on extra points. I think he knocked down one or two field goals last year, and showing it this year, putting the first points for the Arabians of the season. So overall, not horrible, but I think they just struggled with defending the passing game, and as you mentioned, just capitalizing off those red zone opportunities. So overall, not the worst performance, but definitely a lot of improvement.
Yeah, and I think, you know, defense is a big factor in the game, along with offense. The offense was producing well, but their defense was answering right back, and our defense was struggling to keep up with their offense some, but they did manage to keep up a little bit in some points. But if they would have kept up the whole time, the score may not have ended up like it did.
And then coming out of halftime, Lebanon definitely had their biggest quarter in that third quarter alone, where they were able to knock down 13 points. They also missed a field goal there, shanked it off the upright. But the Arabians did not get any points on the offensive side. But Eli Libler was kind of that front runner in that defense. They had him pinned in back towards their end zone and got a safety to give the Arabians another 2 points. But what did you just see on that kind of that play and drive from the Arabian defense?
Yeah, the Arabians defense, I think, especially in the second half, they had a little bit of struggle with stopping. As you mentioned, they put up the Tigers put up 13 points in the third quarter. But one thing that I saw that I definitely took note in is that they did a pretty good job at giving the offense opportunities. They had the safety, as you mentioned. I think they had three forced fumbles and fumble recoveries throughout the game. So they definitely did their part in giving the offense opportunities, but I mean, they definitely need to work on just locking up the Tigers and not letting them get into the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, defense decided to step up their game in that second half, especially in that third quarter. It's just they got unlucky on some plays, which led to the scores.
And then for Colton Frank, just a sophomore, he got a lot earlier start than what he was anticipating. He had a pick six there in the third quarter, but was able to kind of dial things back in the fourth, where he threw a touchdown pass to Jalen Jordan that went for 62 yards. But just for a young quarterback like that to see him go from a play where he threw a couple of interceptions and finally answer and find the end zone, what's that like for a young quarterback?
Yeah, so starting off, you could definitely tell he had quite a bit of nerves. He definitely struggled with some passes, overthrew a couple guys, underthrew a couple guys. But overall, I think one thing that he did great was just improvising. He was great at reading the plays. He scrambled outside the pocket quite a bit. He was willing to take a couple hits to get a ball off. And, yeah, as you mentioned, the Jalen Jordan throw, which was just a phenomenal pass, and kind of gave the Arabians an adrenaline boost. Unfortunately, it was a bit too late, but nevertheless, I think it was a great performance by Colton Frank. Then he just had a great, for his first varsity game, I think he did a great job.
Yeah, and I mean, for him to come in so young and only, you know, not playing as a freshman and being there for just an injury, like if someone got hurt, him coming in a big game like that, I think that says a lot in how much they trust him for the future.
And then, so throughout that game, saw some positives on both the offensive side and defensive side, but what are some of the biggest things you want to see them kind of build off from that loss and be able to push forward through in the rest of their season?
Yeah, like Coach Richmond mentioned in the post-game interview, he said that the biggest, the best player on the Tigers team was the Arabians. They definitely struggled in just stopping them overall. They struggled with getting anything really going on offense in the first half, but overall I think going into Anderson, they just need to improve on establishing a pass game early, establishing an offense overall just early, and then hopefully stopping Anderson a bit more than they stopped the Tigers.
Yeah, and I think them digging that hole in the first half going down 13-3, I think that was a big tone setter for them. Like, they weren't ready like they thought they were, and the Tigers just came out and put points up on the board. If they hadn't done that, I think that would have been a momentum shift for them. So I think what they need to work on is starting off quick and keeping the foot on the pedal to put pressure on the other team instead of putting the pressure on them.
And with that being said, that's going to be the end of our first segment, but when we come back, Coach Jesse will be joining us to talk about last night in the Arabian offense. You're on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com.
The WEEM Morning Show is on 91.7 WEEM every Tuesday through Friday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. Make sure you tune in to listen to Bella Myers
and Kennedy Quinn talk about everything that has to do with the first half of the day. 91.7 WEEM.
To the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. Joining us here for segment number two is Coach Brandon Jesse. So, Coach, definitely not the result you guys were hoping for in your season opener last night, but what are some of the positives you took away from that game last night against Lebanon?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, definitely not what we wanted to come out with a loss on the season, but some of the positives we saw from watching, I mean, I've watched the film twice already, and I'll start with the offensive line up front. We came off the ball at the beginning of the game, and our first two series we were playing really hard, we were playing really physical, we were moving them, we moved the ball, we were catching the ball on the perimeter. We were doing what we needed to do. We were fundamental, and we executed. And then in that first series, we we came, got into our side of the field, and then it takes all 11. It takes all 11 on the field to get in the end zone. And there was just a few plays when we got down in there that we had a guy here or there not get their job done. And it cost us not getting in the end zone. And same thing on the second series. We punched it all the way down to the 2-yard line. And when we get down there, our guys know we need to score. And that's just things that we need to get better at and ID and communicate better down there and just make sure we can punch it in the end zone.
And then just last night, a couple of the plays kind of pushed you guys back a little bit, maybe a second along our field opportunity. So what's it going to be to kind of dial it in and try not to go backwards, but pick up yards instead of trying to maybe find yourself in a longer scenario?
You know, we talked earlier this morning as a coaching staff, and it kind of goes back to the same thing we talked with the whole team, like on Tuesday, our offensive practice. It's all about executing the fundamentals. And we clean up some of our fundamentals. We've got the right guys. I mean, our team and our whole roster, we've got the right people. Our kids play extremely hard, and they want to be here. They want to be good. We just need to clean the fundamentals up, and I really believe just execute better and believe that we can do that, and we're going to be just fine.
Yeah, so last night, Colton Frank had his varsity debut, taking over for Isaac Wilson later in the first half. So what did you see from Colton? What do you think he needs to improve on?
Oh, man, as a sophomore coming in first time, we were on the sideline, and I was standing there, and his coach comes over to him and says, hey, you're in. And that kid was he was ready to go. He's a competitor. It's the next man up mentality, and Coach Richmond talks to the team about that all the time. And that kid was ready to go. No matter what, if he had two picks in that, but those are just things that's going to happen sometimes when you're in there a little excited. He would clean those things up. He's gonna learn from those two picks. But he completed a nice pass, a nice touchdown, 61-yard touchdown pass to Jalen Jordan. I think his first pass he threw was complete. He did well in the pocket, scrambled around a little bit. He had a nice long run. There was a lot of things that kid did really well, when probably a lot of people just see the two interceptions.
All right, so against the Tigers, who in particular did you see come alive and exceed expectations?
You say for the Tigers?
Yeah.
Number two was their playmaker. He was a stud. They got him the ball, and he made things happen. Up front, number 66 and 60, they were big. But I thought we did a good job of getting some movement. I think early on, I think later on they found some of their rotation out up front for them, and held us up on some of our combos, not being able to get some linebackers. But those are the guys. Number 10, obviously the quarterback, he can sling it. Did a good job scrambling when he needed to, and making plays.
And then for the Arabian offense, who did you really just kind of see stand out and take leadership, especially in some of the tougher moments?
I thought Sam Mosseny played really well. When it got tough down there, I thought his body language, thought the way he tried to lead was really good. I thought Ian Stevens did the same thing. Colton coming in there and doing what he did showed a lot of leadership as a sophomore coming in there. But those are the guys that I thought.
So next week you guys kick off our home opener against the Anderson Indians here at John Broughton Field. So when it comes to preparing for a game throughout the week, is there a difference in how you prepare to a home game compared to an away game?
No, that never crosses my mind, really. There's a routine that we always have. And that routine's not going to change. We work really hard around here. The kids, I think the routine's important, no matter if it's a home game or a away game or a homecoming or a sectional or whatever it is. I mean, week one is the same as week 13. And our preparation that we do is the same. The way we attack the week, have our practice plans ready. Sunday we'll be in here as a coaching staff in here, working hard to figure out what we need to do to coach better, to get our kids in the right positions and to be successful.
All right, so next Friday, you're going to face off against the Anderson Indians. So what do you hope to see from you, from the offense against them?
Really, I'll just go back to what I said already. I really feel if we just execute and get back to our fundamentals and we play as 11 strong on the field, the outcome is going to be way different. And we'll come away with a win.
All right, so the offense showed a heavy rotation of players. So what did you see out of the guys who came off the bench?
I mean, everybody knows, like, it's the next man up. Coach Richmond preaches that all the time. And he says all the time, and as position coaches, we say, you got to be ready. And I feel like our kids are when they come in there. Proven fact with Colton Frank came in there and did it. He ran the offense. We moved the ball down the field. There were some guys that got to play in some defense and come in there and step up. We got to clean some things up, obviously. Didn't go the way we needed to go. But as a coaching staff, we'll make sure our kids are coached up and ready to go next week.
And that will be the end of segment number two. But Coach Jesse, as always, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
But when we come back, we will have a defensive player joining us on the show to kind of talk about a player perspective last night here on the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style, with women, men, and children's haircuts, skincare, and spa services. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
Mr. Crosley, your passion and enthusiasm for teaching history taught me valuable life lessons.
Like what, Carrie?
The importance of dedication, commitment, showing up every day. And those lessons helped me in the classroom and on the softball field. I'm Carrie Rosati, IHSAA Assistant Commissioner, and this is Pat Crosley, my mentor from Roncalli High School.
As an educator, I always care about the whole student, from their academic success to their character development to their athletic performance. That's why I love supporting students outside the classroom at athletic events.
It showed me you really cared about me as a person, not just as a student. Having devoted coaches and teachers like you taught me accountability and motivated me in both my schoolwork and athletics. I showed up every day because you did the same for me.
Thanks, Carrie. We can all support hardworking teachers and coaches by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is meaningful mentorship. This is life-changing leadership. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. Here with segment number three, we have Michael Hooker to kind of recap or take a look at the defensive side of the ball yesterday. So what are some of the positives from the game last night that you really want to see again, and then some things you want to build off of?
I think some of the positives of last night were some of the forced fumbles that we had. I mean, we had three forced fumbles and three recoveries. So the defense was good at forcing the ball out and recovering it. So I think if we do that again and again, I think that'll really set up our offense to score more. And things we need to work on, I mean, just finishing the tackle. I mean, we were getting there, we were getting to the right spots, but I think we just need to finish that tackle.
So when it comes to the defensive side of the ball, who did you see keep their head high and keep it up, even when maybe some of the tougher parts of the game, when you might have had your back against the walls?
I saw a few guys. I mean, I saw Eli Arthur. He just keeps the energy up. He keeps that sideline energetic. He does everything he can to keep them awake. Nolan Souders is another guy. Him and Jordan Green at corner, they kept everyone, you know, on their feet on that defensive side. So, I mean, just having those few guys to keep up the energy, I think that really helps.
All right, so yesterday, the Tigers really got it going early in the pass game with Landon Fouts coming out with 200-plus yards and one passing touchdown. So what could have you guys done better on defense to prevent the Tigers' dominant pass game?
I think reading the play would have been better because we had left some open guys. And I think if we didn't leave those open guys, that probably would have ended up in different things, probably like a tackle for loss or a sack or something like that, setting up our defensive line to get more pressure on him than just letting a guy run in the open.
All right, so what are you excited about heading into your first home game of the season?
I'm excited to just, you know, be there and playing home against our crosstown rival in Anderson. I think that's a pretty good, you know, pretty good setting to be in for a home game. And especially since we do well at home, I think our defense will be pretty happy with what their outcome will be.
And just kind of speaking on that backyard rivalry, just a couple minutes away, and that's a game last year that definitely got close and intense at moments. So what are some of your things you look for most just about kind of squaring off with that rival?
I mean, they're a competitive team, and we're a competitive team. So I think seeing us and them going against each other, bashing heads, I think, you know, it's always a good year for us and them to go against each other and to play. And I think that brings the best out of both worlds for both teams.
So what has been the best part or your favorite part of the season up to this point?
Probably, you know, getting to talk to all my teammates again, seeing the coaches and seeing the plays that have been made in practices and in games and in the scrimmages. It's just been a fun summer so far, and now up to this point it's been fun even in the darkest times.
Yeah, so not only in last night but just overall, how do you keep your teammates inspired and upbeat after a tough loss?
I mean, I just tell them keep your heads high. You know, it's sure it's a loss and it sucks to lose, but we're on to next week, and I think telling them, you know, you tried, but it fell short, just is a good way to keep their spirits up.
All right, so who or what is your motivation while playing football?
My motivation? Probably the senior class, seeing how they lead and how they've done this for 4 years inspires me to, you know, do what they do, and play through all 4 years, try to play through bumps and bruises no matter what.
So then last time you were speaking on earlier, just the couple fumbles you guys were able to force, then also that safety that you're able to pin Lebanon back in their end zone. So what do you want to see in kind of keeping that same energy as you head into Anderson next week?
Well, I want to see that same energy because we had that in the second half. I want to see that in the second half again, but also in the first half and play the whole game defensively like that. If we do, I think we have a good shot at winning that and forcing more turnovers, getting the offense more chances with the ball, and playing the game like we're supposed to play it.
And overall, defensively, just one turnover, a couple turnovers throughout the game. So how disciplined would you say your guys are overall, just kind of keeping an eye on the ball and not getting any neutral zone infractions?
We're pretty disciplined about that. We always make sure we check with the referees that we're good, and we always tell the defensive linemen to watch the ball, not hang over it or anything. And I think that really helps us to succeed and not just giving yards to them for infractions or anything like that.
All right, so you see Anderson at home on Friday. What are your thoughts on this backyard rivalry? Excuse me.
I mean, it's how it's always been, a rivalry in the backyard. And I mean, you're always going to have that with them since they're so close. But to get home field advantage this year is pretty exciting for us. So I think that having the home stands filled, I think that'll be a really good momentum shift for us.
Well, that's going to be the end of segment number 3 with Michael. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And when we come back, Coach Richmond will be with us to talk about what happened last night and then also as what's going to take place next week on the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
The WEEM Morning Show is on 91.7 WEEM every Tuesday through Friday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. Make sure you tune in to listen to Bella Myers
and Kennedy Quinn talk about everything that has to do with the first half of the day. 91.7 WEEM.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to the ASA Coaches Show on 917 WEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here for segment number four. But Coach Richmond, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to see the sun's up this morning.
So last night, definitely not the result you guys were hoping for, but what are some of the things you guys can take away?
There's always things you can take away, you know. I think the biggest thing is where's our mind at right now and who are we listening to? You know, there's a lot of critics. There's a lot of noise out there, you know, and you get distracted looking at what the conference opponents or what Anderson did. And, you know, that's all fun, and you guys are doing an awesome job. I mean, you know, it's fun to listen to you guys and all that you're bringing to the excitement of our program. And at the same time, though, for our guys, they got to have some earmuffs and blinders on, and they got to pay attention to what's right in front of them. And for whatever reason, last night we really just didn't execute. You know, I made the comment last night to the guys that I was embarrassed of our performance, and I was, because guys were so uncharacteristically doing things, lining up wrong, and you know, not reading things correctly, and it just was very uncharacteristic. It looked like we weren't prepared, and I know that's not the case because of the week of practice we had.
So some of their guys got kind of their first taste of varsity experience. One in particular there, Colton Frank, came on definitely a lot earlier than he expected.
Yeah, no question. And that's something that, you know, we practice. But to see a young man step up with the guts he had last night and lead the offense was inspiring. You know, he got in there and he played football. And he didn't think about it. He just played. And he obviously made some mistakes, but he did a lot of good things in there and gave us a chance to win the ball game, you know. And I wouldn't expect anything less of him. I mean, he's a really, really smart kid. He's extremely committed, and he knows what he's doing. So that's a great recipe for success.
Yeah, so the first half, Dominic Poe was able to kick in a field goal, but nothing much else on the scoreboard for you guys. So in the locker room at halftime, what were you telling the team?
The same thing I kind of just talked to you guys about. I mean, for as bad as we seem to be playing, it was all correctable, and it's not a scheme thing. It wasn't like we were running the wrong plays. We could have ran anybody's plays last night, and they wouldn't have mattered if we lined up right, I mean, or lined up wrong or didn't read and things like that. I mean, the first drive of the game, it kind of makes you sick to watch now because of how powerful we came off the football. We drove the ball down their throats and pushed them around. And we just didn't finish the drive. I mean, the guys, we were ready to play. They came out firing. I was really proud of our O-line. I was really proud of how we were hitting it and how we were coming off the ball and how we were catching the ball and running our routes. And I mean, we were dialed in. And then we didn't finish the drive. And then we let them take control of the game on offense, right? And it's not a blame game. It's team sports. A lot of guys on offense, their backfield were on defense. So then we just back and forth, and we never could get over that hump after we gave them some points, you know. So it's one of those things that there's a lot of specifics. A lot of guys underperformed, but it's not from a lack of understanding. There's a lack of not doing what they were supposed to do. Maybe they don't understand, but I've seen them understand it for weeks now. So that's the thing that's a little worrisome for me, but we'll get it corrected because we got the right guys in the locker room.
Yeah, so we saw a couple of turnovers in the game, three fumble recoveries, but eventually you were able to complete a touchdown pass to Jalen Jordan. So how did your offense dial in things after a couple of rough drives?
Well, I think you just stick with it. I mean, you know, Jalen Jordan, you know, had a couple catches early on, made some plays, had some drops, had some misassignments, and he had another touchdown that his route was wrong. You know, if he'd ran the right route, he'd have scored earlier. And I was coaching him up pretty hard on it and explaining, hey, we're going to keep coming to you. You know, Colton's reading it. It doesn't. We're not calling plays to go to certain players. We're calling plays, and the quarterback takes what the defense gives him. And Jalen's in a position there where he's the backside single width receiver. He's going to get an opportunity, and it's going to come again. He showed a lot of mental toughness, sucking it up and coming back out there and playing ball, and I was proud of him for that. He showed some resiliency there, and Colton too, man. He threw some picks. I mean, it was ugly. He knows. I mean, his body language, I'm coaching him on body language. I'm coaching him on that stuff. And you gotta have a short memory. I mean, you got to play the next play, good or bad. And I think in some certain situations, we had some guys doing too much. They're pressing too much. They don't need to fix everything. They need to do their job. They need to do what they're supposed to do really, really well, communicate really well, and play really hard. Sometimes we're trying to do a little too much in some spots, and that's not leadership. That's freaking out. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you take that to any life lesson you want. Something bad happens at the house. You can't freak out. You got to do what you're supposed to do in that situation, you know? I mean, it's not that hard when you really break it down. It's a matter of doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. And we'll get back there. And, you know, I hope this doesn't happen again in this way. That's the goal.
So now flipping over to the special team side of the ball, after Lebanon was able to punch in their first touchdown of the night, the defense really kind of answered on that PAT block as they blocked that first field goal. So how crucial and a momentum shifter is a big block like that?
I mean, I think, you know, we steal points, right? I mean, everybody watches the NFL in college. They just think extra points are guaranteed, right? And we're trying to take them away from them, you know? And the guys did a nice job. That was a great response to maybe allowing it. You know, they got some slop plays, and you got to give them credit. They made it. Every time there was a high snap, every time there was a bad situation, they made something good out of it. And to the credit goes Lebanon, but really, it's our fault. We beat ourselves in those situations, and it's all correctable. But guys have to decide they're going to correct it. And last night, they didn't decide that. I mean, even late, I mean, we didn't decide that, yeah, I'm not going to rush upfield anymore. I'm not going to, you know, it just is very, that's what was frustrating, you know. But the special teams, we got an onside kick. You know, we got a chance. I mean, we got it rolling there. We had a chance to really put it on them and didn't finish and execute. But we got an onside kick. Great execution by Dom. Great execution on the recovery. We should have blocked two punts. Not great execution. I mean, they had three punters. They were a dumpster fire. And I love Coach, but he would tell you that too. Their coach would tell you they had a rough time on punt team. And we allowed them to make plays, you know, because of our lack of execution. And just very frustrating because I know how hard the guys work. I know how hard we all wanted it. But it's another life lesson. For crying out loud, you can't just want things to happen. Like, you got to make them happen. You know, I can want all day long, and you can see all the want in my hand right now. There's nothing there. Like, you got to make it happen. And no one has to do anything miraculous. They need to work as a team and do what they're supposed to do. So I was proud, though, in some capacities of special teams, but they left me wanting. We had guys not finishing blocks. We had guys missing blocks. We had guys, you know, not getting their eyes to who they were supposed to block and running their feet on contact. All correctable stuff, but they got to do it. They can't just want to do it.
So Clint Miller, he was one of your key returners last night.
Yep.
But he had a great return that really kind of set you guys up inside the red zone. So how important is good field position off of returns like that?
I think it's a momentum swinger for sure. I mean, it changes some play calling at times, you know, and, you know, we want those return teams to be weapons. And we're not there yet, but Clint's a guy we're counting on, you know. And there's a few other guys that we're counting on. We're a lot faster ball club than we were last year. And we didn't look like it at times last night. And that, I think, is frustrating too. And so I'm not sure if guys were pressing too much, if they were nervous. The excuses are what they are. I mean, it is what it is. We're an 0-1 team now because we did not execute like we've practiced and like we're capable of. And so now it's our job together to get it together and figure it out and clean it up. So, but it's definitely that those punt and kick returns should be absolute weapons for us.
But when we come back, we will have segment number two with Coach Richmond here on the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Investing in education-based athletics builds strong communities and a strong, successful Indiana.
That's because when we support education-based athletics, we're not only supporting Hoosier student-athletes, we're championing the next generation of doctors, CEOs, and engineers, not to mention future teachers, first responders, and civil servants. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
High school sports are the training ground for our future community leaders, impact makers, and world changers.
When we invest in student athletes, we're teaching them the importance of serving others selflessly,
leading them to become engaged, compassionate citizens who pay it forward and continue building a positive future for Indiana and beyond.
Support the next generation of Hoosier difference makers by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is serving our community. This is strengthening our future. This is your IHSAA.
Need a pick-me-up on the way to school or work?
Join the WEEM Morning Show in the conversation every Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 7 a.m.
on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show. Coach Richmond still with us, this time kind of looking forward to what lies ahead for Arabian football. So now that last night is behind you, what's going to be your kind of main focus as you prepare for Anderson?
Well, I think we really need to look at just the common, ordinary things that we need to make not so common. We need to make them uncommon. You know, we need to make them special because we didn't do what you would consider the little things very well last night consistently. And against good teams, that's going to catch up with us. So it's really the same message I had last week is we've got to sharpen our fundamentals. We've got to be tougher in our discipline and not just take the easy road. You know, I mean, if your mom and dad ask you to take the trash out, you take the trash out, not when you want to take it out. I think we got a little bit too much of that. You know, like we – last night it showed up. You know, we didn't have 11 guys taking the trash out when they were told to take the trash out. We had them taking it the path of least resistance at times. We had them aligning wrong. We had them, you know, eyes not on where they're supposed to be. You know, we talked to guys about reading their keys and reacting. Well, you can't react properly if you don't get your eyes to your key. And that was happening. Guys uncharacteristically lining up wrongs and then not even getting their eyes where they're supposed to be. I mean, everybody sees missed tackles and they see missed blocks, but they don't see the why. And it's discipline. It's doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. And I'm not talking about a militaristic thing here. I mean, I'm not a drill sergeant here. We're talking about playing ball. If guys don't do what they're supposed to do, the whole thing doesn't work, offensively, defensively, or special teams. You know, if a guy's not in the correct gap, if he doesn't close, if he doesn't step and work vertical on a block, if he doesn't release inside on an inside route, we're never going to be open. If the quarterback doesn't read it pre-snap like he's supposed to, if he doesn't, you know, read it post-snap like he's supposed to, everybody thinks it's really easy to play, and it is if you're disciplined. But you've got to know and you've got to rest assured in yourself and be confident in yourself in that discipline. You know, discipline will give you freedom. That sounds like a funny statement, but it is true. And if guys just own that and they pay attention to what they're supposed to, they're going to be all right. And that kind of goes back to what I talked about early on. If we're going to listen to everybody else's opinion and everybody else's concern with what's wrong with us or what's going to happen or who's doing what else in our conference, then we're never going to be what we can be as a team. That doesn't mean we can't talk and be excited about other things or what's going on, but everybody's entitled to their opinion. But at the same time, we all got to be rowing the right way to make this thing go. So
you have your home opener this upcoming Friday at John Broughton Field against the Anderson Indians. Mm-hmm. So what's the excitement like for kind of playing or getting ready to play at home?
Well, I think it's very exciting. I mean, you know, it's PJFL night, and I'll tell you this, there's about to be a bunch of PJFL games today that I'm pretty excited for too. You know, and it's one of those things that this program is connected top to bottom. And you know, there was a home middle school game this week and the guys played really hard and we're coming along, you know, and in those younger ages, we want to compete, but winning isn't everything. We want to develop these guys, and that's really coming back to this now. I want to develop this team. I'm not concerned with losing. I'm frustrated, and I hate it. And Lebanon's personal to me in a different way because it's just Lebanon to me, and I have a past with them personally. But it's no bigger than this week. You know what I mean? And that sounds very coach talk, but I want to see us get better. If we get better, we got a chance to win Friday. If we don't get better, then we're going to have a tough time Friday. Anderson's a better football team. They're doing things differently under a new coach. They have a new identity. They have a new culture. They have a new focus. And we better respect them. We better respect them really well because they gave Yorktown everything Yorktown wanted last night. And I'll tell you this, for us all the way around, that's got to be that philosophy that every day we get better, every week we get better, and the wins will take care of themselves, okay? And I think for me, though, to get out in front of our home crowd and to show them our improvement, that's what was exciting to me. I was excited last night. Our crowd was off the charts last night for being such a pain in the butt drive over there. And, you know, our bus driver was player of the day as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we got there in an hour and 15 minutes or so. He was awesome. Those guys did a great job. They got a tough job, man. They're running routes and they're coming in here and they're trying to get here early. And I just appreciate those guys and what they did for us too. And that sounds maybe silly today, but I mean, they were awesome last night and got us there. We took some back roads. I think the players wondered where the heck we were, but you know, our crowd showed up. They were excited last night, and we need to go play our butts off and support them as a team by giving everything we got and owning this and being better this week, being better on the little things. And I think that's the thing I'm excited about. A lot of people watching and a lot of excitement around what's happening this coming week.
All right, so Anderson is a backyard county rival, yeah, not too far from here. So what do you enjoy the most about this rivalry game?
I'd like to say the history of it. I mean, you know, football we haven't always played them because of the size of school, but I mean, you know, we're the county school, they're the city school. I mean, you know, but in a lot of ways, we're the underdog with them. Now, we've got the better of them in football in a lot of ways, but I don't know that they really respect us. And I don't think Lebanon respected us, and they definitely don't now from after last night. So for me, man, I just love the opportunity to compete and watch these guys compete this week and go out and show what they're about and show how much they've improved. And the physicality of this rivalry is good. I mean, anytime you get two teams that are like this, with you're gonna have cousins or you're gonna have families intertwined, it's for bragging rights. I mean, it's about, you know, at Thanksgiving and Christmas, we're all going to talk about how we did this or they did that, you know. And I think that to me is what makes it fun and special. And you know, at the end of the day, though, it's one more opportunity to go out and represent this town. And I know these Pendleton boys are going to work hard this week, and I know we're going to bring it Friday.
All right, so what will be the keys this week to getting that first win of the season under your belt?
Well, I mean, the stuff that I've talked about. I mean, this isn't a great interview. I'm not going to give you anything exciting. I mean, if we can't line up right, and if we can't read and react better, then it's not going to be very fun. That's just as simple as I can make it, because we're physical. We're strong, we're fast, but if we can't go where we're supposed to go, then all that's, you know, all that's moot. It doesn't matter. So, you know, we took the ball away three times last night. We gave it to him twice. You know, we blocked a kick. We did all sorts of stuff last night, and then we didn't capitalize on it. So I think another thing to that point is we got to make the most out of our opportunities. When we get a turnover, a takeaway, man, we need to make them pay for it, because last night we did not. And so that's something that's definitely a point of emphasis going into this week. So, you know, it's a new week, it's a new day, and I'm really proud of our kids. I'm proud of their resiliency. They're going to come back and be coachable and humble, and I want to get after it.
So today you sent the freshmen to play their first game of the season, and then the JV will kick off their season this upcoming Monday. So what's it like watching all three phases, all the way from freshman to varsity, kind of develop as players?
Sure. Well, I, you know, for me, the systems are in place. So you know, seeing our junior high last week go compete, seeing our freshmen now do that, it's very rewarding because you see all their work they've put in the off season and the summer and then the last 3 weeks of camp. So I'm excited to see what those guys do. And we don't shy away from competition because it's about developing the kids. It's about developing our program. And we want to be taken serious, and we want to compete at a high level. So, you know, we could go play maybe some other lesser programs at times, but that's not going to help us in the long term. And so I'm excited to see what they do down there. Win, lose, or draw, I mean, we're going to get better today playing a school like Bishop Chittard. And I think we got the guys to do it, too. I mean, they've had a great camp in summer. Our freshmen have been very committed. They went to Trine with us back in June. And I'm really, really proud of the strides they've made. A lot of them are in weights class. A lot of them have really shown great growth in the strength department, the speed department this off season. So should be fun. You know, that's what I get really excited to watch these guys compete. And last night, I was really fired up to see what we could do last night. I think that's the thing that's so disappointing to me is I just wish guys would have. Whatever was hanging on them, whatever was concerning them or leading to that doubt, I wish they could have let it go. And I got to find a way to get them to do that. And that's the thing where our support in the community has got to continue to mirror that and reflect that in the same way and in their own way. And that goes with the freshmen in middle school, too. It's not all going to be undefeated seasons. It's just not. It's hard to win ball games. But if we can develop these guys and keep pushing them and keep making them be better young men, they're going to be tough to handle when they get up here, and it's going to keep providing for our football program.
But Coach Richman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Go yeah. Arabians.
When we come back, we'll have Coach Huth joining us for our sixth and final segment of the morning on the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dr. Elsperman, I believe one of the best ways to invest in a community is to encourage participation in high school sports.
I agree, Paul. High school sports can play a tremendous role in student athletes obtaining their first degree in life, a high school diploma. Ivy Tech Community College also plays a role by serving more than 70,000 Indiana high school students who are earning college credit while finishing high school.
High school athletics are all about setting students up for success in the classroom and in life, and that's especially important. Considering less than 7% of student athletes play sports in college, and even fewer receive scholarships.
At Ivy Tech, thousands of high school students complete their freshman year of college or first industry credential, giving them a head start on college and careers.
We appreciate the support of partners like Ivy Tech who invest in our student athletes, their education, and our communities.
This is championing education. This is investing in your community. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. And joining us here with our final segment of the morning is the defensive coach here. And Coach Huth, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So last night, definitely not how you guys anticipated the start of your season. But defensively, a couple big plays or throughout the game, three fumble recoveries and a couple blocked punts or field goals as well. So what did you see out of the defense throughout the ball game?
Well, I saw a lot of energy, for sure. The turnovers is what we preach. We preach in practice. We award our players for turnovers. It's really been an emphasis this year. I feel like I hand out. I'm the candy man, I guess. I hand out candy bars or whatever if somebody punches a ball out or whatever. So it's an emphasis. So it's really exciting to see that show up on the field. And you know, our job is just to give the offense opportunities, and that's kind of the way I look at it. So I think it was great, and the energy was awesome. I mean, I thought we flew around, sometimes not in the correct place, but we flew around, and had a lot of energy, and I feel like our conditioning was definitely a factor last night, for sure.
So a lot of positives on the field, but what are some of the things that you're really gonna try to work on and build in this upcoming week?
Oh, I think we definitely need to tackle better. We missed some tackles. I feel like we lost containment on the quarterback, you know, and that's probably two that come to my mind right now. And then, having confidence. You know, I know we had confidence last night, but it's almost like, excuse me, we had not too much, but we were overthinking. How about that? That might be better. We were overthinking a little too much, and I think that slowed us down in some spots.
All right, so you've been a coach for Pendleton for quite a while now. So at what age did you first get involved with football, whether it was as a player or as a coach?
As a player, we didn't have Little League, so I didn't start till seventh grade in my middle school. So, and that was many moons ago. And then my first taste was I got to actually coach my old middle school for a season. That was a long time ago. But that kind of gave me the bug. And then, you know, I guess the rest is history. So this is year 29 for me. So teaching and coaching.
All right. So who on the defense in particular did you really see show out and perform last night, even when you guys were down in the fourth?
Well, I tell you what, after watching the film, Sadiki Traore, let me tell you something. That guy, he takes off. He's like a rocket. And, we're going to see it today more in film, but, oh, my goodness, he covered 5 yards in, like, one step, it seemed like. But I know it wasn't that, but, man, he took off. I'd say Sadiki Traore played really, really well. Jared Hess was all over the place. You know, Nick Trout, Dresden Roberts. Really, the D-line played well, I feel like. You know, again, there's little things that we need to correct. And everything, I know, I'm sure Coach Richmond said this, but everything's correctable, and we're excited about next week.
So as you're kind of speaking on Sadiki right there, he had a couple nice, solid hits on the quarterback. So how crucial are those body blows, especially to a quarterback?
Oh, we want to make them nervous. And, we definitely want to make him nervous, get off his mark. You know, they want to catch, you know, 1, 2, 3 and get rid of the ball. But if we can get him off that mark, it's going to throw off all their timing. And they're going to be looking for Sadiki and Peyton Pollock and Eli Libler. They're going to be looking for him for sure. So we got to keep hitting him.
And then talking about Jared Hess floating back in the secondary, he had a couple nice shots on some of the receivers to break up a few passes. But just his kind of field vision, what did you see from Hess?
Oh, he's everywhere. He's a linebacker playing safety, in my opinion. And Coach Trout does a really nice job of getting him ready and all the players ready in the secondary. And that's something that we preach. You know, if they catch the ball, we want to try to dislodge it or try to time it up where we meet at the same time. So it's something that we teach, and we love to see it on the field. It's awesome.
All right, so what is your favorite part about being a coach for the Arabians?
The young men, for sure. I love being around the kids, and the coaches love being around the coaches. We get along great. We push each other. My goodness. I can't remember which coach it was, but he says, you know, there's not too many things about getting older that's positive, but your huddle gets bigger. And I think that's kind of the way I feel. My huddle's pretty big right now, but it's just really enjoyable. I love it.
All right, so you were also mentioned Eli Libler, another one of those players. He had a safety in the game yesterday. So how crucial is a momentum shift like that when you're down?
Oh, that's huge. The old saying is defense wins championships, but we got to put the offense for an opportunity to win. And, we're not going to win it ourselves. The offense is going to win it theirselves. The special teams aren't going to win it themselves. We got to do this together. So anyway, that momentum was really big, and you could see it. I could hear it on the sideline. I could hear it in our stands. I mean, it was awesome. And then, it just kind of fizzled out. But that's great to see that a big play like that can make a big difference.
And what some of the coaches were talking about throughout the show already today is week one is just helping you build up, especially when it matters the most in sectional. So what's going to be your biggest goal to take away from week one and then get you ready for that first round of sectionals?
Well, you know, I know Coach Jesse says 1% every day. So, you know, one times, I'm not a math guy, one times seven, right, is seven. So we should improve 7% more between now and the sectional, right? So we're excited. I'm excited. I want to peak at the right time. You know, winning games, I want to win games. There's no question. Don't ever think about that. But sectional is a whole different season, and in my opinion, whole different level, intensity, execution, you know, you name it. It's a big deal. So we're building up for that, and we want to see improvement every week.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us. A pleasure having you on the show.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.